531.
BME News at 3. Thola Vina, o yao, o mina amso. A long-time rainbow rights campaigner is praising last week's Talanoa with the Royal Commission into Child Abuse for reaching out to communities yet to be consulted. Felicia Brown Acton says that while recent decades have seen a lot of advances for gay rights, the Commission Talanoa was a valuable opportunity to suggest ways of preventing abuse in the future.
Being a community member who's worked over 20 years in the community, to be able to share some of those stories and to offer advice to support the work of the Royal Commission, it was a fantastic process to be involved in, and they really took care of myself and my fellow panellists that were there that day.
The Ministry of Health has reported nearly 10,000 new community cases of COVID-19 in the last week. As of midnight yesterday, there were 111 people in hospital with the virus, including 7 in intensive care. There were also 33 new deaths over the past week that have been linked to COVID-19. Some key risk factors for depression in Pacifica youth have been identified by a new study. The study by Auckland University of Technology coincided with Mental Health Awareness Week. AUT researcher Elshadan Tautolo says the study found depression among Pacifica related mostly to strained relationships at home and lack of friendships at school.
Our rates amongst particularly young Pacifica is quite high in terms of mental, poor mental well-being and, suicide stuff and all of those kinds of issues. So, yeah, it's something that we all need to be aware of. And, we need to prepare ourselves with strategies or things that we can do to help and support.
Tokelau is ramping up COVID-19 restrictions for essential workers to return home. The atoll has had no cases of the virus, and the last flights home were in early 2021. Passengers and dock workers will stay in managed isolation with a police guard and regular COVID testing. There are no doctors on the three main atolls of Tokelau, and many of the returning passengers are health workers. Catholic agency Caritas has a new head of programs in New Zealand to lead its international developments and humanitarian work. Nina Tu'i, who has 15 years of experience leading international developments in the Pacific, will start the role on October 31st. Caritas Chief Executive Mina Antonio says Ms. Tu'i has had experience with international disaster response, emergency and financial management. And to sports, Fijian athletes are preparing for international competitions with the Oceania Championship and the Pacific Games just months away. Archery Fiji is getting its players primed for the two events, and 4 Fijian archers are currently in Australia for the National Target Championship. Archery Fiji President George Fong, who is one of the participants, says this is their first competition outing since the COVID-19 pandemic.
So what we are using this tournament for is to build up towards the Oceania Championships, which are next year, April, in South Australia, and then on to the Pacific Games in November next year.
That's PMN News at 3 p.m. For more Pacific news and sports, go to pmnnews.co.nz.